I've got a lot of things that I really enjoy doing, but if I go back to it, my passion is in the stress and resilience piece. And I think because it has a personal element for me that makes it so special. And these are things that we just don't learn. Nobody is teaching our children how to better regulate their emotions, to be in control, to be the masters of their emotions, and not the servants, as a quote by Napoleon Hill, once one of his books. But these are important topics and they're not being covered. And so then we get into our adulthood and it becomes an overload of stress. I was in my early 50s and I had a diagnosis of severely high blood pressure. It came on, the diagnosis came very suddenly for me. And you get on medication and then you get on another medication and then you're seeing a cardiologist and all of this in my heart, I knew that it was stress related. The cardiologist didn't agree with me at the time, but I said, if I can learn how to deal better with stress in my life, because I felt that I had been what I called myself a stress bunny, and probably from childhood on, not probably, I know for sure, a really strong people pleaser, which I think a lot of people will identify with. And so it was taking its toll. And I had to do something, or I felt I was going to be on medications for the rest of my life. And so I started diving into what is stress, what does it do to us physiologically, and how can we learn to better deal with it, live with it. And so that's really set me on my own personal journey, never thinking that I was going to be a trainer, facilitator, presenter on these topics. That was kind of my motivation, but I'd spent the last 4 years really doing this deep dive into what stress is. It's a never-ending learning journey, and I've developed since from stress, but also into resilience strategies. So, emotional self-regulation, all of these aspects really come into play. Without that self-leadership, that ability to be the master of your emotions, it's impossible to really be a quality leader. I don't think without that quality, your leadership skills are not going to be effective. Emotional self-regulation and effective leadership, they go hand in hand. And so it's imperative for us all. It doesn't matter whether you're a quote unquote leader, you are leading yourself. So self-leadership is a quality that we all need to be able to address and do better at. And we sometimes on that treadmill of life that we're just not even conscious anymore. Do you know, I can remember the first time that I was doing one of the exercises, and I had a biofeedback device. These are common now in the fit watches and those kind of wearables, but it was a biofeedback device, and it would show when my heart rate variability, so the beat-to-beat changes in my heart rate, would indicate whether or not I was in a moderate or high level of stress, or I was in what they called a coherent level, the green zone. It's always the green zone. And the first time that I managed to get, using a breathing exercise, managed to get my heart rate variability, HRV, into the green zone. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, is this what it feels like to be relaxed, to be not triggered in some way? And it was like such an amazing difference. And I held on to that feeling because I wanted more of it, you know. So that was my motivator to really apply these exercises, these techniques for myself, because I wanted more of that. And I hadn't realized that over the years of building up all of this stress, that my body had gotten used to it. So the first time, and the medical terminology is you've got your autonomic nervous system, you've got a parasympathetic branch and a sympathetic branch. And it's the parasympathetic branch that can be affected by things such as slow and deep breathing. It sounds so simple, it is so simple, and yet we don't apply it in our lives. You know, someone might say to you, take a deep breath, relax, take a deep breath. One isn't going to do it, one deep breath, but deep breathing does trigger the parasympathetic system. So our relaxation break of the body. And I wanted, as I said, once I had a taste of it, that was it for me. I felt I whatever I needed to do, I was going to do.
Are you finding it difficult to create consistent marketing content? Are you uninspired or unsure what you could write or talk about? I am Ags and I interview entrepreneurs in order to help them create foundational content pieces. Here is what a previous client had to say about the experience.
But also a lot of people have been on my email list and in my network and been thinking about working with me. They were reading it and they said bonding with me. And we said building that intimate relationship, which I hadn't before, right? And that was something really, really powerful.
Would you like to know more? Check out houseofhives.com.